When Soviet police arrested Isaac Babel in 1939 and later executed him, they cut short the career of one of Russia's best short story writers. Babel was best known for The Red Cavalry, a collection of stories about the brutality of a Cossack regiment in the Red Army. He also won praise for a collection of short stories about Jewish life in Odessa, his hometown on the Black Sea. These stories, as well as plays and screenplays Babel wrote, will be published in English this fall by W.W. Norton. The complete works of Isaac Babel was edited by one of the writer's daughters, Natalie Babel Brown. At her home here in Washington, she talked with us about Isaac Babel and his work.
He was a man and a writer of great conflicting feelings. And I think his prose reflects it. Also, he has an extraordinary sense of humor and of the twist, the knife in the back somewhat at the end. I have always heard that he was a fantastic storyteller, that he was a very funny man, very amusing man. He could tell anecdotes and everything. But obviously, his own view of the world was not so rosy.
Tell me about one of the stories. When we talk about Odessa, your father grew up in Odessa. He's Jewish, and he wrote a lot about Jewish life. He even had a kid who was forced to take violin lessons because all young Jewish kids in Odessa had to learn violin. There's a passage at the beginning of one of his stories just simply called Odessa, which describes the town. Can you read a little bit of that?
Odessa is a horrible town. It's common knowledge. And yet I feel that there are quite a few good things one can say about this important town, the most charming city of the Russian Empire. If you think about it, it is a town in which you can live free and easy. Half the population is made up of Jews, and Jews are a people who have learned a few single truths along the way. Jews get married so as not to be alone, love so as to live through the centuries, hoard money so that they can buy houses and give their wives Astrakhan jackets, love children. Let's face it, it's important and good to love one's children. The poor Odessa Jews get very confused when it comes to officials and regulations, but it isn't all that easy to get them to budge in their opinions. They are very antiquated opinions. You might not be able to budge these Jews, but there is a whole lot you can learn from them. To a large extent, it is because of them that Odessa has this light and easy atmosphere.
Indeed it did.
Well, here we really have, if I may say, the Jewish theme treated irreverently almost, isn't it? And with great irony and I think with great affection.
The stories he wrote were all fictional, but he put in historic characters.
It has been a mistake to consider that all, especially the Odessa stories and all that, were strictly autobiographical. There is no doubt that that is a mistake. There is no doubt also that a writer uses the material he is familiar with, and what he does with it, that's his own thing.
He was arrested in May of 1939.
Yes.
And when authorities came to take him from his dacha, they also took many manuscripts with him. There is some indication now, or at least some hopes maybe, that among those manuscripts may be more stories, maybe perhaps a full novel or an almost completed novel. Do you have any hopes of that? Have you seen any indications of that?
None whatsoever. I know that a number of people, and actually recently there was an article in the New York Times referring to this possibility. What happened is they came for him very early in the morning, you know, at dawn, took him back to his Moscow place, and there emptied his study, took everything. Now, in the Khrushchev years, you know, many years later, all of a sudden, some people would receive a suitcase or a bag or a package with materials pertaining, written or I don't know what, to their relatives who had been eliminated. Some family of writers were very happily surprised. The material which has been confiscated was being given back. Now, I know for a fact that the Soviets really, really tried to find some of these materials of his without any success. Of course, since Perestroika, there is another thing which has happened, is that some people, little by little, have been able to enter the archives of the Stalinian period and have made there some astounding discoveries about many people and some about my father. What they found was the stenographer's copy of his days in prison and of his execution.
And there's long, lengthy interrogations, many transcripts from that, from
yes,
his police
yes.
interrogations.
Yes, I mean, it's perfectly atrocious.
What did you learn by reading? Did you learn more about his ideas on writing, his ideas on literature, or his beliefs in the Soviet system when you were reading?
In reading what?
In reading the transcripts of his police interrogations.
No, I don't think that question can be easily answered. The purpose of the interrogations, which was clearly defined and applied to many people, had really very little to do with whatever they were doing. It was a process to break the man and to have the man admit that he was the most extravagant things. I mean, if
and
you
spying
read...
Spying and working with foreign governments.
Exactly. Yes. He was a spy, a traitor, a Trotskyite. And they broke him down. There was one moment when he started telling them everything they wanted to hear. Then he, you know, recanted. The only reference, if you like, to literature was that he begged them, and that obviously was foremost on his mind, let me finish my work.
You and your mother lived in France, and you only actually met him a couple of times when he was able to travel abroad. And he wanted your mother and you to come back, but you didn't go.
Yes, he did, which is mind-boggling, because unlike what some people say, he was an extremely well-informed man. He was not a writer in his ivory tower, not at all. The alternative was to stay in France, which he found very difficult for many reasons. My mother had the task of explaining to a growing child why she didn't have a father. And so she told me many things, and among others, that a writer cannot be separated from his native language, cannot be separated from the language he speaks and writes in. This attachment to the language, the heart of the country, if you like, didn't allow him to consider not staying.
Natalie Babel Brown is a daughter of Russian writer Isaac Babel and editor of the complete works of Isaac Babel, which is going to be published this fall by W.W. Norton and Company. Thank you very much for allowing us into your home.
Thank you for coming.